Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9watd.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Now, this is a little small segment we're having just as we get the candidates ready for the forum that we're going to have in a few moments, of course, being moderated by Christine James, who's already here in studio joining me. Hello, Christine. How are you?
Hello, Kevin. Very well. Yourself?
We're doing pretty good. And, of course, the other part of the afternoon team that I love listening to, I cross it off the bucket list because I'm getting to talk to both of them at the same time. We have Kathy D, who you hear every weekday from 2 to 6.
Hello, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm just doing dandy.
Now, I have to say, first and foremost, stop laughing, Christine. She's laughing because I said that's my little phrase.
I'm just laughing because it's first and foremost.
It's a Tachiism.
Sorry.
I've loved listening to both of you in the afternoons. It's a pleasure in hearing the different things, whether it's Mr. and Mrs. D stories or some of the things that Christine has collected over the years and still has in her office. as of late, the past couple of years, and that is when you guys get really creative and you do your own peep diorama. Now, it has escalated to where it's become a station thing, and I don't want to relive the whole thing where it's not, you know, where we've, what we've done over the past couple of weeks, but now those who are supposed to bring things to the Duxbury Free Library, their entries, that time has closed. And now what's happening this week? If somebody could share the details.
Well, judging goes on this week. And then the awards will be given out, I believe it's April 4th. But Jessica Lamar, the children's librarian at the Duxbury Free Library, sent me an email this morning, Monday morning, that had pictures of everybody's entries. And we are up against some pretty tough competition there, Missy.
I knew we would be.
Could you give a little bit of a description? You probably have already done it this afternoon, and I'm overlooking this. But I want to kind of take time and do it on Monday Night Talk because I want to put a little input in here. What is going on? So how tough is the competition? Because I thought we kind of had it hands down.
Well, seeing as we're older than most of the entrants, we thought we did too. But nothing is a given here. I'll tell you that right now. These kids are really creative. We are in the group category.
Right, right.
Fortunately, there was no age range given for that, so we didn't have to say. But we've had all kinds of entries from Harry Potter, which was my personal favorite book. Or series of books Goodnight Moon and they're just so creative, and it didn't matter what age range they were, each of them brought something different to this competition, and I just think it's a delightful thing. It's only their second competition here at the Duxbury Free Library, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it got all of us crazy people together in one room on several occasions, right, Chris?
That's right, and you got me at the word escalated because it really did. I just want to remind people through voting, ours actually does contain real human hair, and I think we deserve some extra points for that. Not my hair, but real human hair.
Right, and it's not a farmer, folks.
It's fern.
It's fern.
From Charlotte's Web.
Yes.
You told me to put a name tag on her, and I didn't, so.
So that's why we're taking this couple of moments before we have our forum. I wanted to at least take a moment to now I know you guys have already said, you said Friday, you really didn't want to push and advocate.
You want to
push for it, but I want people to at least get out and vote and at least consider ours, because this was a real group effort here on behalf of whether we have a signal that goes all over the South Shore and can alert people to vote or not.
Well, we just want to get out the vote for the peeps.
That's right.
So come on, peeps, get out and vote for peeps.
You're
eliminating or not even mentioning your important part in this whole thing, and that is the creation of the cow for our scene, and definitely a collaborative effort with regard to Wilbur the Pig. I mean, you spent many weekends working on those two. And they're stars, I think. They're stars.
They are, the critters. I haven't seen anything else.
The critters.
But don't forget, there are other little avenues that are in this as well. And Christine alluded to the hair on Fern, which is actually human hair that somebody actually sacrificed in our kitchen.
That was Mariel Reed, one of our webmasters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just told Chris. What'd she say to you, Chris?
She said, I'll take a little piece. But I said, let me cut you some bangs.
Yeah.
And she said, no. So I went around to the back.
Yeah, just cut it off the back. She didn't care.
She is.
So she was really stepping up for the effort there.
And let's not forget our Peep McPeepsters in the background as a reporter with a real microphone.
Well, and may we just also add that Christine was responsible for the webs. Probably should mention that our book was Charlotte's Web. And the webs
Camel floss.
Fantastic.
Thank
just
you.
So
Pipe
creative
cleaner.
On them.
Still
oh, my gosh.
Glue in my hands,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. James thought you were crazy. Yeah. What were we up to 11:30?
And watching me. Oh, my gosh.
Don't interrupt me. Don't say anything.
Pretty much. Don't say. Let me do it.
So I don't know if any of the members of the staff have had a chance to thank you, but at least thank you, ladies, for at least bringing up the idea and entering us in this competition. It's been a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was. We had a blast. And I would encourage anybody, you know, keep your eyes and ears open because there'll probably be a third annual with the Duxbury Free Library next year, too. And definitely get involved in it. Get the kids involved in it, too. Get them away from the video games for a while.
And voting is until when?
Until, I believe, it's April 2nd, and then the awards are given out on April 4th.
Okay,
so we'll have to keep an eye on that, and we'll also have to listen all week. I'm sure you ladies will bring it up a couple of more times just to remind folks to get out and vote. You don't have to vote for us. Vote for us. You don't have to vote for us, but get out and vote because there's a lot of hard work that's gone into all of the dioramas that folks have submitted.
That's right.
Absolutely. Come on, people.
Come on.
Get out there and vote. Vote for us. Anyways,
beep, beep.
You have been listening to Monday Night Talk. We're going to step aside just for a couple of moments. And when we come back, we're going to herd the Democrats in who are running for the Plymouth Norfolk State Senate seat that's been vacated by now Mayor Bob Hedlund. And Christine James will be taking over the microphone when we come back here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host Kevin Tachi on 95.9 WATD.